And our guiding word for 2023 is what? Divine establishment. Divine establishment. It was interesting when the man of God was praying this morning and kept saying, "The Lord established, the Lord established." I said, "My God, my God. This is prophetic." And he don't even know it, but we thank God. Amen. Divine establishment. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. 1 Peter 5, verse 10. That was our guiding word. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. Are we all there? 1 Peter 5, verse 10. It says, "But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus," he said, "after you have suffered a while," after you have suffered a while. I don't know how many of us have gone through things in the past. 2022 did some things. But he said, after you have gone, you have suffered for a while, may God perfect you. Amen? Amen. I said, may the Lord perfect you. Amen? Amen. May he establish you. Amen? Amen? In other words, may he settle you. Yes. He says, may he strengthen you. In other words, may he sustain you. Amen. Because whenever God settles, he also sustains. Amen? And may he settle you. Hallelujah. Amen. Repeat after me. Perfect.
Perfect.
Establish. Strengthen. And settle me. And settle me. So behind the pain, the suffering, is the great values that God has for us. Behind the suffering a while is all these blessings that God has in store for us. As the months go by, we will tackle them one by one. So this year, 2023, God says, "I will establish my children." Now you have prophesied to some, I want you to say to yourself, "God will establish me." You prophesy to yourself. And maybe you are looking for one area in your life. Look at that area and say, "The Lord will establish me in this area." Call that area and say, "God will establish me." Hallelujah. During the crossover, the Lord told us that in establishing us, he's going to settle us, he's going to sustain us, and not only that, but he will also secure us. For a person who is established by God is settled in all his ways. A person that the Lord establishes is settled in all their ways. You may not understand what is going on in your life. You may not understand what is happening around you. But in your heart, there is some peace that cannot be explained. Even though people look at what is going on around you, and they don't get how you are making it day by day, because God is settling the whole thing. One thing I know, when God settles your matter for you, he takes away the pain. He takes away the confusion that is surrounded. Amen. So this afternoon, we'll just quickly look at one principle for divine establishment, or one principle, or one key to divine establishment. One key to divine establishment. And then we'll jump into the vision. So the first key that I want us to look at is to know that God is the establisher. Yeah. Know that it is not man who establishes, but God is the establisher.
Yep.
It is God who establishes a person. He is the only one on record saying that he can pick a person from a miry clay and set their feet on a rock to stay. Psalm 40 and verse 2. Psalm 40 verse 2. It says, "He brought me up also from a horrible pit, God brought me out also from a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Hallelujah. He said, God picked me also out of a horrible pit. I don't know what pit you are seeing in your life right now. I don't know what pit you found yourself in, but God also is going to bring you out of that horrible pit. He says, and out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and establish my goings. 2023, God will bring you out of every horrible pit. He will set your feet on a rock, and he will establish your goings. This is a prophetic word for somebody. He will establish your goings. Do you know what is a miry clay? Yeah. I didn't know it until one day I said, let me find out. When they say a miry clay, what does that mean? A miry clay is deep, soft mud in water. It's deep, soft mud in water. It is like the slush. You know how the slush, if you put it, it's like, you know what is a slush, right? You know it? As for the young ones, I know they know. Do we also know what is a slush? Do we know? You put it and it's like, it can't stay. It's so slippery. You can't form it. Because as you try to form it, it slips out of your hand. And that is why God says, when your feet is in a miry clay, it is deep in that clay where you can't pick yourself up. You try to climb up and you slip back down because it is miry. It is like slush. You can't hold it because it is slippery. So sometimes you try to climb up and you slip back down. You climb up 2 steps and you are back down maybe 4 or 10 steps back. You can't move forward. Your forward march is hindered. And Bible says that, and God says in 2023, if your life has been like that in the past, as I am establishing your feet, I am pulling you out of this miry clay. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God says you will not go back and forth as you did in the year past. When you try to form something, and it's as if the more you form, the more something shakes the middle, and it pulls everything back down. God says, the years ahead of you, I have established your feet. Your life will not be like a seesaw anymore. Hallelujah. Did somebody receive it this way this afternoon? Well, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but God says in 2023, I am taking you to a higher level. Hallelujah. Sometimes your mindset can become the marriage. So even though God says, I've established your feet and I've taken you out of this clay and I'm putting on a solid rock to stay because of your mindset. No matter how firm God puts you there, you pull yourself back to how it used to be in the years past or in 2022. If you want to see what God said, then 1st December to have a testimony, take God at his word. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Yes.
Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise. Just to know that saith the Lord.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you. How I've proved you more and more. Jesus, Jesus. Precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you. Solution House, we are moving forward.
Amen.
I told you the plane is already in the air. It's already good. We are not taxiing. We are already in the air. Your beliefs can also become a miracle. I'm shaking some things because solution us, we're not doing it how we did it last year. Your beliefs can be encouraging. Oh, this is how we used to do it. Please, that's not how we used to do it anymore. Shake that thing off. Because God is doing a new thing. He's not doing the same thing. He's doing a new thing. So shake your beliefs off. If I'm not in charge, then forget it. I'm sorry. You won't be in charge every day. You will be in control every day. Because God is raising people all the time. And if you decide, I'm not in charge, so I'm folding my peace, fold your hands. Because he will raise the chairs to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
2023, we are already there. Where did I say we are?
Already there.
Already there. Hallelujah. Oh, my way or the highway. If you don't take what I'm saying, I'm sorry. Then it will happen. I'm sorry. God is doing a new thing. Put that pride down. And let's serve Jesus. Hallelujah. This marriage here thing, it happens to individuals, it happens to organizations, it happens to everybody. But when God establishes you, the Bible says, he comes down to your level. He sees your struggle. He says, no more. No more. I'm picking you from here, and I'm placing your feet on a solid rock. I'm placing your feet on a solid rock. I'm talking about the God, Jehovah, our Yahweh Elohim, our Father, the Mighty One. That's who I'm talking about. In Genesis 1, verse 1 to 3. Genesis 1, 1 to 3. When the earth was void, it was without shape or form and void. Bible says, and God spoke. And everything came to be. What better time for God to speak into the life of this church? The beginning of the year 2023. Acknowledge his divine presence in our lives and allow him to speak and alter your life for the best. Amen. I am ready. Allow him to speak and alter your life for the best. Psalm 127, verse 1. It says, except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord watches over the house, the watchman watches, but in vain. So if you want to succeed in 2023, know that the establisher is God. It's not your mama. It's not your papa. It is God. Amen. Proverbs 16 and verse 3. Proverbs 16, 3. Commit your plans. Standard translation says, your works to the Lord, and your thoughts shall be established. Commit your plans, and your thoughts shall be established. And because of that, today's Solution House, we are going to present the vision of this house. We are going to introduce the leaders of this house, and we are going to commit them. We are going to commit our plans into God's hands, and we are going to watch him do great things for us. Amen. So what is the vision of Solution House? You know, vision in a layman's language is what you see before it happens. Vision is the big picture, what you see before it happens. So the vision for this house is to set free a people trapped in their purpose, giving them opportunities where they can thrive. The vision for Solution House is to set free a people who are trapped in their purpose, giving them opportunities where they can thrive. Should I say that again? Because maybe when you understand, you will know if this is the place for me. The vision is to set free a people trapped in their purpose, giving them opportunities where they can thrive.